This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An accelerating tropical storm, Isaias, is now heading for the Mid-Atlantic's door, headed for New York and southeastern New England earlier than previously expected. Flooding risks in the Mid-Atlantic will persist for the rest of today, and the storm did spawn several tornadoes in its path. In Maryland, there were at least four, two of which have been confirmed already by the National Weather Service. And earlier, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said at least one person was killed and a number of people badly injured as the storm spawned a tornado that raced through the community of Windsor, a small town near the coast in the northeast part of the state. That tornado hitting between 10 and 15 mobile homes. Initially seen as reluctant to wear one himself, President Trump is now emailing supporters, encouraging them to wear masks when social distancing isn't possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Trump and his company facing a probe of alleged insurance and bank fraud, according to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr., who yesterday made a court filing seeking the president's tax returns. The new filing in Manhattan federal court disclosing that his investigation is broader than looking into the Trump Organization and supposed hush money payments to two women who claimed that they had affairs with the president before his election. President Trump commenting to reporters about it late yesterday.
It's Democrat stuff. They failed with Mueller. They failed with everything. They failed with Congress. They failed at every stage of the game. This has been going on for 3.5-4 years, even before I got in.
The man who helped design the first modern computer mouse over 50 years ago has passed away. William English died in California about a week ago at the age of 91. It's just been confirmed today. He, along with Douglas Engelbart, designed the first modern computer mouse in 1968. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dayton, Ohio will today mark a tragic anniversary, observing 9 minutes of silence for the victims of last year's deadly shooting at a bar in that city. 9 people were killed, more than a dozen injured, when a man with a gun simply opened fire. The shooting happening less than 24 hours after a massacre in El Paso, Texas, left nearly 24 people dead, making it one of the deadliest weekends in recent history. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has received documents from rapper Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. They confirmed on Monday that West has filed to run as an independent with running mate Michelle Tidball, a biblical life coach from Wyoming. Now, if approved, Arkansas could join Oklahoma as the second state in the nation where West has qualified to be on the presidential ballot. West has already missed deadlines to appear, though, on the ballot in 9 other states, including Texas and Florida. And roller coaster riders in Japan can't scream, but at least they can look like they're screaming. A number of theme parks have no screaming rules because they want to avoid spreading the virus, but one park is offering five different stickers for face masks that appear to have screaming mouths on them. The idea is to give visitors a chance to show how excited they are, even if they can't actually sound excited. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's all about the things that matter in your life. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, having a fair shot at it. The U.S. Constitution, an awesome document, you know, when you think about it. If you haven't spent some time with it, occasionally we would say that there are critical times in the year, just as a reminder that we should reconnect with the U.S. Constitution. We got Labor Day coming up. And by the way, this programming note, and we're going to be memorializing my dear friend Bruce Kaufman, in case you have not heard. Bruce passed away, sadly, a couple of weeks ago. He was a regular on the show. His relationship with America's history, it was just beyond compare. And I regarded Bruce, to be a dear friend, and we're going to memorialize him, I think later this week, if not next week, but, for sure, just to remember all the great things as much as we can that he shared with us. Because he was one special man, and I got to tell you, my heart has continually been heavy for Bruce and, you know, for his family. Certainly, Bruce, may he rest in peace. But we'll be sharing more about Bruce Kaufman a little bit later on as a programming note. Dr. Cordy Williams joins us now. Cordy is the Megaphone Marine, decorated Marine, holistic neurological chiropractor and founder of 1776 Forever. And, Cordy, you'll be happy to know I'm nearby our old stomping grounds, not too far away from MCRD in San Diego and Camp Pendleton, my old stomping grounds, where I spent a couple of years in the public affairs department.
Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning, Bill. You know, I get really, I get these goosebumps when I hear about any recruiting center, whether it's Parris Island or San Diego, related to the Marine Corps, for sure.
Yeah, man, Semper Fi. Did you go through MCRD, or were you Parris Island?
No, I was not a Hollywood Marine. I'm just joking.
Oh, gosh, Cordy, this is the way we start. Yeah. I knew when I asked that question. I go, but no, he's a brother Marine. He's not going to throw the blade at me.
No, I mean we've got the sand fleas, and you guys have the big mountain that goes on forever, so we all earned our stripes. I'm just playing.
Yeah, we sure did. Hey, I'll tell you, we had foot lockers just like you guys did.
Absolutely,
if you know what I'm talking about. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. No, I have so much respect. That's just like the, you know, there's all these running jokes, like my brother is a sub-nuke officer, and I give him his first salute in the Navy. Oh. And I can remember, he's going to be embarrassed for me to say it, but I got to blow him up sometimes. He called me in OCS, and he was in tears about his wall locker inspection. and how to fold his shirts and all that. And then once I gave him his first salute, it was like I didn't exist and he knew everything. So we have a lot of fun going back and forth about the Navy and the Marines. So,
well, I'll tell you, all he needs is about maybe 3 minutes in Marine Corps boot camp. And his locker will be forever straightened out. I mean, to the point that his wife will wonder what happened, you know, what alien got into him. That's hysterical, you know, and he's at OCS having this issue.
He's been out a while now. Well, he's reserves now. He's, gosh, what is my brother? I think my brother's a lieutenant commander now.
Oh, really?
So he's out there. Yes,
so he's managed to figure out how to line up his underwear and everything,
t-shirt.
Right?
So. Yeah, 100%.
We're just tearing into him. See what happened? You threw your blade out at me, so now I got to take shots at him. That's not fair. He's not in here right
shots,
now.
Shots across the bow. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk. I mean, again, I appreciate all that you're doing. You know, with your megaphone and your position and in that, Cordy, is that boy, we're here to sound the alarm. I mean, we're losing America because people have been miseducated. They think for some reason that, you know, abandoning the U.S. Constitution for something that looks more like socialism, if not communism, is the way to go. It's like, wow, you just have to, you know, check in your brains to get there. Sadly, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but, you know, pound for pound, you know, capitalism has socialism, you know, on the ropes and looking for a tap out.
Yeah, I totally agree, Bill. I couldn't have said it more perfectly if I would have said it myself. You know, somebody asked me right before we got started this morning, you know, Dr. Cordy, I've been following your work. You know, why do you do what you do? You know, it's got to be really hard on your family and hard on your business and all that. And I said to this gentleman, I said, well, it is. I spend about 80 hours a week between you know, my day job as a doctor and then, you know, this movement. And I said, but sir, we don't have a choice because on the other side of this, you know, 50, 70, 80 years ago, whatever it was now, there was a furnace that said Auschwitz and people were wearing the Star of David and going towards the furnace. And now the furnace says socialism and people are wearing masks and they're blinded by, you know, all this, in my opinion, liberal stupidity that's going on with the BLM crap and all this crazy crap. The George Floyd video came out yesterday.
Exactly.
And I told
that.
The guy, I said, yeah, I did. I saw it on my good friend's site, David Harris Jr. And, you know, I think about this, Bill, and I'm shocked and it's appalling because I've got a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old. And I've said several times from stage going across the country that I would rather them not know me than them not know what freedom is.
Amen.
Yeah, and really, yeah. I mean, because what is it like to live in a world without freedom?
Yeah, we've been privileged. We don't know that. We've subordinated some freedoms along the way. But to experience, just as you said, what the Jews did, what the Europeans, you know, you had millions of people dying at the hands of these despots. These communists, these Marxists who came in with this, you know, this pretty idea supposedly, and, you know, a small percentage ended up overrunning. Like in Germany, they predicted, I think they did something like 10% were Nazis. So 10% controlled 90% of the country because most of them just wanted to go along to get along. And we're having a little bit of that disease happening right now in America.
100% we are. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the silent majority is really there, Bill. I think I don't agree with the supposed quote unquote real polls. I think we have even worse those people that they're going to vote for Trump, but they're scared, embarrassed, afraid to tell anybody they're going to do that.
I don't know necessarily that they're scared, although there's probably some people. I have a dear friend. She's in the business and she was wearing a MAGA hat. And in a bar with some friends, just minding her own business, and this gal came up and threw you know, a cocktail in her face. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, the other thing, too, you know, Dr. Cordy, that is really surprising, how militant the women have become. Are you seeing the video?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not so much even the guys. It is the women that are unhinged. I mean, what is that saying about our society right now?
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. And by the way, throwing a drink on someone's a misdemeanor. But, you know, it's fascinating because the women are supposed to be that feminine, logical voice when our testosterone's up too high and we need to be checked or put into check, you know? So it's, you know, from a leadership standpoint, if you don't have that
let's talk more about it on the other side of the break. More from Dr.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Check the operative pronoun, ladies and gentlemen. We, that means it's not about somebody else. It's about self-responsibility. And that's really what it comes down to. As we said earlier in the show, when we opened up talking about JFK, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. This is where we are right now. If you're looking to the government to save your hiney, good luck. It just doesn't happen. They cannot sustain it. They've tried to do this time and again. Let's just go back, 1964, the war on poverty. What a great job they did, right? I mean, we spent close to $30 trillion, and what is the needle moved here, Dr. Cordy? Maybe one-tenth of 1% after $30 trillion? I mean, it's disgusting. You know, it is time that America demand a return on its investment. We just cannot open up the treasury and allow people to come in and take advantage, whether it's educational institution or who already have billions of dollars in endowments. How dare they come to the treasury? Not to mention, and I'll tell you, I don't know if you've been reading about this, Cordy, but there are people in the upper echelons of our government, even including, associates of Governor Newsom here in California, friends and family, that have gotten their tentacles into the Coronavirus Relief Act money, and they're taking full advantage, getting millions of dollars that are not deserved, that do not help the greater good of small businesses out there who are suffering, whose dreams have vanished because of COVID. And, as if that's not enough, let's have a bunch of knuckleheads running around burning down buildings and putting people out of work.
Yeah, it's sickening. I work with Orrin Heedley and Mike Netter on the recall movement. I run the weekly town halls on my Facebook every week at 6:45. And we've got Joy Villa, my good friend, this week. But we're doing that because if we don't get this guy out in 2024, he's running for president. And this piece of work, I would love to say something, off the air of what I really mean by that piece of work. OAN just reported the other day that, he illegally got this $3.7 million house. It's sickening. I'm not surprised by any of it, anything connected to him, because I call him Adolf Newsom. Yeah. And it's a travesty. I've heard everything from the guy's had a coke problem in the past, and he was put into rehab and he lied about it and said it was alcohol. I mean, you couldn't find anybody more ethically and morally corrupt. And you put that person as a figure of leadership in our government.
Right.
But then you have this disdain for a billionaire that gave up everything, and he's been chastised, and they've had the Russian collusion delusion and the Mueller hoax and all of it that all your viewers know about. It's sickening. It's sickening.
It really is. Well, I can tell you here in Oceanside where I'm at right now, I'm walking the streets and signs are coming up, impeach Newsom. And this is the way it started with Gray Davis, if you remember. Not that long ago, they gave us Arnold Schwarzenegger. I say us because I was born and raised in California. I still have sons here, but I'm based out of Florida. I've been a Floridian for the last 11 years. Got out of Dodge just in time for the hurricane. That's my, that's a whole other story. And the reason I'm chuckling is my wife is in Florida right now, and she's like Lieutenant Dan on top of the roof, screaming at the wind. If you remember that scene from Forrest Gump, get off the roof, honey. It's okay. No, the storm's not. It's unfortunately, it was a tropical storm by the time it hit our area. But yeah, it's so the same signs that we saw with Gray Davis, in terms of the indication of the unhappiness of the citizens. But look at this is what has happened is the citizens of California have bought into the narrative of the Democrats and they've allowed this to become a one party state. How do you like it now? And here they are allowing illegal immigrants come in. You're going to pay for that. The taxes continue to go up to such a degree that, don't get caught at the border. You're going to get run over by all the people leaving Dodge here right now, which that's another thing, too. Maybe you can explain this to me, Dr. Cordy. We got people leaving California, going to nearby states, and they're coming from a failed blue state only to take that indoctrination and that thing that didn't work and go and infiltrate a red state that's doing well, thank you very much, and now it becomes a purple state. What is the logic in that? Or am I missing something?
No, I think it's, I think our problem at its core is the erosion of the family unit and the family structure and any type of spiritual, I don't want to say religious, but spiritual compass. And then, like Dinesh D'Souza says, they control the three megaphones. They control Hollywood. They control education. They control media. So you have these people now that don't critically think for themselves. They just follow the herd. I mean, a classic example, I have a cousin that's extremely liberal, and, you know, he's engaging with me on social media, and, you know, it gets to the point when you're engaging with some of these people where when there's not an authentic, real, critical thought, where it's like, there's no way it's useless to waste my time because they've got what I call the already always listening voice. They've yes. made up their mind. They're certain about their position and they don't want to learn or even move anywhere towards something new that might kind of evolve, their mindset, their position.
Well, and that's the unfortunate thing because in the process, I mean, the reason that our founding fathers cherished freedom of speech is because that's where you grow. Exchanging ideas, and you're better as a result of it. But if you are so fixated, as Dr. Wilfred Riley, who is a regular on the show, talks about, that you end up siloing yourself. And in the siloing process, Jordan Peterson, my interpretation of what he had to say, is you really render yourself stupid. And sadly, that's where we are, you know, to your point, exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that it's, you know, fascinating that we've come to the point in history where we're at right now where, you know, I remember growing up, I'm 40 years old, I got two kids, and I remember growing up that civil political discussions happened all the time. Mm. Like it was a regular thing, even 20 years ago, especially in how much patriotism there was like after 9/11. Exactly. And I was in Okinawa, Japan with the Marine Corps when 9/11 happened, and I remember the call, and I remember them handing out M16s and flak jackets. And I remember the unity that the country had. And it wasn't about one group of people that mattered. It was about everyone matters. And we all were unified in the red, white, and blue.
Exactly.
You know, and that erosion and how it's become where the United States and Old Glory and standing for the flag and those kind of ethical, moral, tributes and characteristics are now, you know, that's wrong or not right. And you got Starbucks, people are wearing these stupid Black Lives Matter shirts. And I mean, it's abhorrent and disgusting mm-hmm. that we don't have corporate CEOs and people like Drew Brees, who in my opinion used to be a leader, exactly. Standing up for that, mm-hmm. you know?
No, you're exactly right, Dr. Cordy. I agree with you 100%. It is a sad commentary on where this culture is right now. And somehow courage has to come out to the forefront here. Leadership needs to be embraced. Individual responsibility, again, before it's too late. Because if we don't get a hold of this, and if for any reason whatsoever, including all the cheating you know the Democrats are going to do, that there's no doubt about it, they cheated like crazy for 2016, and they lost, and then they had to come up with some delusional, you know, concept that somehow the Russians made it happen, which was ridiculous because you even had the then president, Barack Obama, who said there is no way that our election process could be compromised. But suddenly, Donald Trump's elected, and you got to blame it on the Russians, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Absolutely.
I really appreciate the time. Look forward to having you back. Like I said, sincerely, you're going to be a regular. We're going to bring you back regular because we need to hear your insight. We didn't get a chance to deal with much of the 8,000 prisoners exposed to COVID-19 that are going to be released in the end of August in California. Boy, Governor Newsom just keeps coming up with brilliant stuff. What is he? Do he and Governor Cuomo in New York, do they have Zoom meetings and just come up with the craziest ideas together? What's going on? It's an infection.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do because it's all about getting sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe in. So they're going to press and pull any way they can politically to try to make that happen.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Cordy Williams has been our guest. He will be back. 29 minutes after the top.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed rate. fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An accelerating tropical storm, Isaias, is now heading for the Mid-Atlantic's door, headed for New York and southeastern New England earlier than previously expected. Flooding risks in the Mid-Atlantic will persist for the rest of today, and the storm did spawn several tornadoes in its path. In Maryland, there were at least four, two of which have been confirmed already by the National Weather Service. And earlier, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said at least one person was killed and a number of people badly injured as the storm spawned a tornado that raced through the community of Windsor, a small town near the coast in the northeast part of the state. That tornado hitting between 10 and 15 mobile homes. Initially seen as reluctant to wear one himself, President Trump is now emailing supporters, encouraging them to wear masks when social distancing isn't possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Minutes before the top of the hour. How are you? Hope you're having a great day. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. With us right now is investigative journalist and showman journalism fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel Greenfield joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, your article, Democrats destroyed New York once and they're doing it again. There's just something about Democrats. They just cannot help themselves, can they?
They unfortunately can't. You look at a Democrat part of the country, you look at any major city that's run by Democrats, and it's either a hellhole or trending toward being a hellhole.
Why is it so hard for America to understand this? I mean, the evidence is so empirical, especially in light of, you know, the looting, the ransacking, the burning that has been taking place, particularly in these blue state hellholes, as you put it.
Bottom line is people need to repeat history to learn anything from it, and that's the unfortunate reality. Back in the day, New York City was a complete disaster, and New Yorkers became desperate enough that they began electing Republicans like Rudy Giuliani. And then things got pretty good. Things were comfortable. People forgot those lessons, and we're repeating history again. I mean, this is unfortunate to human nature.
Yeah. Are we back to, like, the Book of Judges, Daniel, you know, where things get so good, they start seeing things according to their own eyes until all of a sudden they find themselves being, in this case, you know, some might say self-judged or maybe judged by God himself for, you know, for that which they've sown?
I think that's a very good analogy. And when you look at human history, that's kind of how people are. People forget the hard work, the labor, the values that it takes to build a good society. And they just assume that this is naturally the way it is, and they start going off on another direction. They assume that they can toss aside those values and still have the good working society. And now people are getting a very hard, very painful, and very difficult lesson in the fact that if you don't build it, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. And the thing that's amazing to me, Daniel, that you point this out, is that, you know, we've got a presidential election going. And, you know, if you look at the polls, if you want to believe these polls, it's indicating that America would want to return to something that was absolute misery. Not that long ago, we went through it with 8 years under the Obama-Biden administration. And yet they want to return to that in such a short period of time. I mean, what did they just feel like they didn't deserve success or something? What's going on?
Unfortunately, we're living in a time where much of the public has attention deficit disorder. Nobody remembers anything for more than a few years. And the administration at this point has been in the rearview mirror for long enough that people are going, oh, maybe it wasn't so bad. When you look back at the history of our ancestors, of our fathers, we were living in a society where people had a very strong grasp of history. They knew what had happened 50 years ago, 100 years, right. 150 years ago. Today, people increasingly don't know what happened last week.
Kind of amazing when you think that we live in this information age, that you're just a Google click away to find out what's going on in history. But as you say, we live under this era of attention deficit disorder, and that we so quickly forget. And somehow, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, at least sometimes when you can look back in history, there might be some romantic angle, you know, to something that you might want to remember. I don't recall anything that would rise to any level of romanticism under the Obama-Biden regime, unless I'm missing something.
There's nothing exactly there to look back to, but part of what the Democrats are doing, they're making things horrifying enough that 4 years ago now it seems good by comparison. Mm-hmm. Their whole big problem in running for your election was that President Trump would be able to say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So, of course, they contrived, locked down much of the country, put a lot of people out of work, filled the streets with riots and violence and fear and chaos. And then, yes, people started looking back 4 years ago. I mean, this wasn't so bad by comparison because the Democrats have trashed the country.
Exactly. Well, going back to New York, what de Blasio has done, I mean, turn the lights off on Broadway. I mean, they're going to be out for, you know, a couple of years, if not longer than that. Tourism, I can't imagine what tourism is going to look like, you know, this holiday season coming up in November, December in New York. You know, people aren't going to want to go to New York and be subjected to, you know, random shootings and muggings like what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, they absolutely are not. Tourism is dead, but they want tourism to be dead. I mean, their vision of New York is not the New York that people have in mind. It's not Broadway. It's not the Met. It's not come here and enjoy our culture. It's we want a radical experiment. We want Chaz and Chop on a large scale. We want to be able to transform these societies into huge welfare states and into huge social experiments. So They don't want Broadway. They don't want all this stuff.
It's all about power, isn't it, Daniel?
It's very much about power. It's about, I mean, you're dealing with people who believe that they have a vision for transforming society and creating utopia. This is what they've done around the world, from Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba. They have this vision for creating this perfect society. They just need total control to implement it in their heads.
Like it's worked somewhere else that we don't know about?
They always claim that it hasn't been tried well enough, hard enough.
Yeah, they just need more time and more money, seems to be the refrain. You know, and also I recall very passionately how Lindsey Graham called the Democrats out during the Kavanaugh hearings, as you'll recall, very passionate about their lust for power. And he said, I hope you don't get it, but they're pulling out all stops in this coming election to do everything they can to make sure that they take over, you know, both houses of Congress and the White House. And that could be a very, very dangerous outcome for America.
It could be a very scary time indeed.
Getting back to the situation in New York, according to one report that I recently read, Daniel, they got like 300 people at least that are moving out of New York every day. I mean, this is not sustainable. I mean, they're right now another friend shared with me that over 10,000 apartments are available in New York City right now.
That absolutely is not sustainable. Back during the Bloomberg era, when the city council, which is, by the way, more radical than the mayor invariably, pushed to raise taxes on the rich, Bloomberg warned them that there are about 10,000 people who are actually whose taxes are actually subsidizing the city. If a significant portion of those people leave, that's it. The city runs out of money. So I think we're very much seeing that. And the numbers are going to start getting scary. New York is going to go deep in the hole like Chicago, and Detroit is going to start borrowing money like crazy, at which point its bond rating is going to crash, and things are just going to get worse from there.
They're already on the verge of bankruptcy anyway with the malfeasance that was orchestrated by Governor Cuomo of misappropriating, I would say, my opinion, misappropriating money that was supposed to go to PPE and healthcare products, and he decides to go out and buy windmills. But nobody wants to talk about that. They just give him a big pass and left New York, basically in almost buck naked. If it wasn't for President Trump doing what he did to go in and send them several lifelines, I mean, what kind of trouble would they have been in? But yet they have the audacity to make it seem like they were the ones that orchestrated them out of this, this COVID crisis.
Well, the media is also operating out of New York, the national media, and it's very much just going to create these false narratives and pretend things. Meanwhile, the corruption is incredible. Millions and billions are just vanishing into accounting errors. Mm-hmm. Nobody can account for $20 million here, $40 million there. In New York City, in New York State, we basically have Democrats in complete control, and the corruption is out of sight, and we have absolutely no idea where this money is even going.
Yeah, as you say, they've lost $1 billion. They can't account for it, but yet they're going to take $1 billion from law enforcement and think that they have a better idea, as if you have any kind of sense of projection and hope because of previous decisions that would lead you to believe that they can, in fact, execute a better idea, whatever that better idea is.
Yeah, they're not even technically taking the money out of law enforcement. They're playing accounting games with moving the money around. This is really the big story that's not being discussed. So much of what they're doing is just moving money around. These are imaginary numbers, and it's unclear where that money is actually going. They're talking about moving $1 billion. It's not actually moving $1 billion. So It's corruption on a huge scale.
Without a doubt. He's an investigative journalist, showman, journalism fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel Greenfield is with us, and our conversation with Daniel will continue after this.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines. Airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Daniel Greenfield, the investigative journalist, Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel, just to kind of wrap things up with New York, you know, we talked and said that this is unsustainable. What are we talking about here? I mean, the people in New York, somebody's got to, you know, make a move here pretty quick, even in spite of how many people are leaving the city on a daily basis, the crime, you know, how, I don't know. I don't even know how de Blasio in his brain can figure out that his decisions have been directly causal to the murder rate and crime rate in New York. But yet he sounds like Baghdad Bob out of Iraq, if you remember, when the United States went into free Kuwait. Baghdad Bob was saying, "Oh, we've got them where we want them. We're winning the war here." And this is what de Blasio sounds like.
It's a completely unworkable situation. On the one hand, you have an explosion of violence, of shootings, of murders. On the other hand, there's this push to get rid of the police, and you can't do both at the same time. So de Blasio was stuck trying to play both sides, claiming he's going to bring the police in to stop the shootings, but at the same time, he's going to shut down the police. And this is not just New York. It's major blue cities across the country are dealing with the same kind of insanity. Crime rates are going up across the board. We've seen commercial burglaries, for example, because so many businesses are shut down, have been increasing 200, 300, 400% in major cities across the country. So we're looking at the looting, for example, during the rioting, but it's not just during the rioting. It's across the board. Thousands and thousands of prisoners have been released from prison. They're back on the street. People who are arrested are sent out as almost as quickly as they're arrested.
Exactly.
Effectively, law enforcement really does not exist. And the level of crime is absolutely scary. It's being underreported. And major blue cities are just collapsing. Businesses are fleeing. People are fleeing. People are looking to get out as fast as they can.
Daniel, what's your perspective on the psychological warfare and impact that it's having on the psyches of not only New Yorkers, but everybody else across the country that views this? I mean, you look at the streets, posters of George Floyd all over the place like he's a hero.
And, you know, the whole narrative around George Floyd has been, you know, taken out of context and expanded well beyond. It reminds me a bit of what Ted Kennedy had to say about Bobby Kennedy after his assassination. He said, we need to be careful not to make his brother bigger in death than he was in life. And I think we're doing this with George Floyd, not to mention all the Black Lives Matter graffiti. This is all taking a toll psychologically, and I think that we could spend decades trying to clear this damage that's been perpetrated on we the people.
It is really tragic because so many police officers have been killed and are being killed, and yet we've transformed George Floyd into a martyr, and obviously George Floyd should not have died, but at the same time this was a man who had robbed a pregnant woman at gunpoint, who had a very challenging, ugly criminal background. And he's been used to sustain this narrative that the police are racist, which is completely untrue. He's been used to sustain this narrative that the police are going around killing people. And the people who tend to believe this are very young. They're from wealthy backgrounds. They have limited life experience. I've had a girl tell me that the police are just another gang. They have absolutely no sense of what life was like without the police, before the police really came in. And at the same time, they're going to significantly undermine public safety. And when crime takes off, these are the people, young white people, who are going to leave. They're going to be the first ones out. And the people in minority neighborhoods are going to be stuck dealing with this. Because when you go to poor black neighborhoods in Baltimore, in L.A., in New York, what they're actually asking for is police officers to stop the violence and to stop the shootings.
Exactly.
You've had protests in D.C. over the murder of an 11-year-old boy, and they chanted Kids Lives Matter. So what you're hearing within actual black communities as opposed to Black Lives Matter, which is a movement that frankly has a lot to do with the college campus and almost nothing to do with black communities, is very different. And the people who are going to suffer are going to be black people.
They're without a doubt. Without a doubt. And Daniel, I got to say, I don't know if you saw this or heard of the soundbite, but they went out in the street and interviewed purposely, you know, these young kids, quote unquote, in white communities, whatever, white, but, you know, upper middle class communities, and their attitude about law enforcement, to your point, is exactly what you said, that they've become the enemy of the state and they should be defunded and all this, you know, current contemporary rhetoric that's out there that's, you know, you like wonder, you know, what has indoctrinated you and that has forced you to let go of your common sense. And then in contrast, they interview people in black communities and they're going, no, we love the police. I mean, it is so antithetical and such a stark contrast between these two worldviews of Americans in America. I mean, it is amazing. But to your point, the people in these communities, like in Chicago and Baltimore and the Bronx and some of these combat zones across the country, they get it. They know, as one black woman said, I love it when the police are here because I know that I can get to my home safely. If they're not here, then I've got to, you know, I've got to really be on guard and be very precautious because of the environment.
It's very true. And another thing that's really not being reported is so many urban police forces are majority minority police forces.
Exactly.
They're not just a bunch of white guys.
Exactly.
LAPD is majority minority, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge difference. And these rich white kids are, in some cases, they're going to rallies. They're screaming racial slurs at black and Latino police officers, which is just a really horrible spectacle.
Well, Daniel, you know, and you bring this up, and this has been my question. I mean, who's white anymore? I mean, you know, when they talk about white, I mean, we're such a land of immigrants and all homogenized and everything. We're finding, you know, people are doing DNA searches, even black people, and realizing, oh, my God, I got white blood in my DNA. It's like, well, no kidding, George. What do you think? I mean, this false narrative that we want to pit, you know, blacks against whites and everything else. And I look around, and I go, you know, I don't see a whole lot of black people anymore. Like when I go to Hawaii, I've used this example. There's an island out there, you know, just I guess it would be just west of Kauai.
and it's Niihau. And it used to be that you had to be 100% Hawaiian, and that was not that long ago. You had to be 100% Hawaiian in order to be on the island, and much less to live there. And then it got to a point where there was, you know, less and less 100% Hawaiians, and they said, okay, 50%. And I think now it's now about 25% when you're allowed to live on the island. I mean, this is just what's happening. I mean, people are coming together, intermarriage, all this stuff that's been going on is that, you know, there's no claim, I think, for a pure white race anymore, is there?
I don't think so, but this is why they're talking about whiteness, not white. So they're talking about whiteness as a culture, which they define as, for example, coming to work on time or using proper grammar or having a two-parent family. So they're talking about not white people as a race, but whiteness as a culture, by which they basically mean bourgeois in the way that the Marxists meant bourgeois, and
exactly.
They're just racializing it.
Well, that's important, and I'm so glad that you brought that out because, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is the old strategy coming back, and it's coming on us. And the fact of the matter, if the truth be known, you know, some of these strategies in terms of the fifth column that you know about that they've utilized, our government has used that in order to take over and overrun existing leadership and put in somebody who's been favorable for them, like, for example, what happened with the Shah of Iran. So we're just as guilty. Nobody's claiming any high ground here, but it's amazing that now, as Jeremiah Wright, Obama's pastor, would say, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost here, and hopefully and prayerfully, we can get on the other side of this and stop seeing things according to our own eyes and look to God who is the one who can redeem us and get us back on track, not some government, not some ideology that has never been able to perform on its promise. And of all human history, the only one that I know that has been able to accomplish that is Almighty God himself. About 2.5 minutes left here, Daniel, I wanted to address an earlier column that you wrote about Coke, Nike, and Pro Black Lives Matter, this core, and how they're using slave labor. Report on that, if you would, for us.
So you have all these corporations that are very politically correct, that are lecturing Americans about how racist they are, Nike, Coca-Cola, for example, and yet at the same time, they're benefiting from slave labor in China. And this is really part of the narrative. We keep hearing lectures about 19th century slave labor in America. Slave labor is active today. All those kids at those rallies, they've got smartphones. They're the product of slave labor. There was a recent story about even the masks that are being shipped from China being the result of slave labor. China's using slave labor on a massive scale, which pretty much any Marxist communist country has done. Their projects were built by massive slave labor. And the real results of slave labor, it's not something in the past. It's something that's all around us. It's made in China. Slave labor is made in China. And the whole woke crowd is relying on slave labor, yet they're not called out for it.
Exactly. Good point. Do you think that in the future we could be looking at a cell phone bonfire taking place where this woke generation finally realizes that they've contributed to the very problem that they're condemning?
Well, they'd have to be accountable for it, and they'd actually have to take a long, hard look at their own lifestyles. Right now, they're not doing that. Right now, they're happy to condemn conservatives. They're happy to take issue with things that don't really affect them in their own minds. But when it comes to actually giving up their iPhone, they're not going to do that.
Could you imagine the reticence of them putting their phones in a bonfire and how many would be diving to get it back? I mean, we've become so dependent and so attached to that technology. Wow. I mean, this is, in a sense, it's become the modern drug of young people, hasn't it?
It's become the modern idol, really. The one
exactly, even more so. Yeah, you're exactly right. More of an idol than a drug. A good point. Daniel, again, we're always grateful that you come on the show. Appreciate all the hard work you do as an investigative reporter and what you do for Shulman and that. Keep up the great work. Stay in touch. We look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you so much for everything you do.
You got it. Daniel Greenfield right here on Bill Martinez Live, an investigative journalist, Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense superfood, or you just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Frustrated?